Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we are here week after week sharing great shows and amazing women and breaking those myths that women building businesses are just, you know, dabbling like it's a hobby, but it's not. You know, it's who we are and it's what we do and it's what makes us entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, business women, and a force to be reckoned with all at the same time. Excuse me. And I'm really excited. I love our holiday showcase time. And this year, I've actually been sharing a lot of the people that I have met through AsSeenOnTV.pro. You know that we've done a commercial with Kevin Harrington, and this is the As Seen on TV group that films the commercials that you see, all of these fabulous products on TV. And I wanted to share, I had gone down in October to the Innovators Think Tank at AsSeenOnTV.pro, where I got to meet face to face with Kevin Harrington, along with an amazing group of people that are there to help hone your business, whether it's you need packaging concepts or all different ideas, that and, you know, going into distribution and sales and marketing and everything else. And I want to share a little bit of what the Innovators Think Tank is all about before I share today's guests who have done commercials with them and have a great product called the Petty Sand that we're going to be talking about. But first, let's find out a little more about what goes on at this Innovators Think Tank and at AsSeenOnTV.pro. So I'm here with Doug Scott, who is the president and CEO of AsSeenOnTV.pro, and he's the guy who is the innovator of this Innovators Think Tank that I took part of over the last few days. You know, I've made this cross-country journey, and so I wanted Doug to share with us how he decided to do this and why, when you're working with AsSeenOnTV.pro, this is a great extension to what you are doing for your company and your, you know, commercial and getting your name out there. So, Doug, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thanks for having me, Dori.
You know, we're standing here in his office, and you have to see him making faces at me. We're such grown-ups here. Okay, come on, Doug. Tell us all about this and why.
So, first of all, again, thank you very much for inviting me. And I've heard a lot of great things about your talk show and your journey across the country. And kudos to you for everything that you've done with Stadium Bags and your company. But we started Innovators Think Tank as kind of brainchild out of the opportunity for us to be able to get face-to-face with our clients. What we've realized over the years is that doing direct response television and doing DRTV campaigns is great. You can be strategic on the networks that you pick and the cities that you pick, but unless you have a good omnichannel approach and a good social media and digital platform, your chances of success are slim. So what we're able to do is get in front of individuals, give them the opportunity to meet with some people that we put together as kind of our dream team of individuals that could help them through the process. So when you come to Innovators Think Tank, a couple of things you're going to experience is meeting our advisory board that are headed up by a manufactured rep from Walmart, David Dial, who's done over almost $500 million in sales in Walmart. You're also going to be able to meet Joe Messina, who is a QVC rep who has gotten over 23 products on QVC in the last 3 years. And has a straight into QVC. You're also going to meet Griff Blackstone, and Katie Zukowski, who run BMG Creative, which is a digital agency under the AsSeenOnTV.pro platform or umbrella. And they do killer work from social media integration to SEO to web development and things like that. And then also Marla Tabaka, who's a contributing editor for Inc. magazine and an author and a strategy coach who gives our clients the insight as to the challenges of an entrepreneurship and the challenges of a small business owner and how to feather through that on a day-to-day basis. So it's really a couple things. Again, ready to meet our advisory board and also for myself and my team to be able to meet face-to-face with individuals, give them a tour of our studios, and quite frankly, for some, to give them the warm and fuzzy of who they're working with and how we want to be with them, not for just one project, but for projects and for their marketing efforts down the line. So we're excited about it.
And you know what? I have to tell you, I cut off there because speaking of warm and fuzzies, that's why I'm excited about sharing today's guests. I have Carmen and Caroline here, and I can't believe, Caroline, I'm so sorry because I don't want to confuse your last names. but they have a fabulous product called Petty Sand. And I'm going to give you a little history. One day back in 2009, Carmen was taking off her riding boots with a boot jack and had an ingenious revelation that this same concept could work for a foot file. And she made an initial prototype out of styrofoam, hot gluing a piece of sandpaper to the top. She took the prototype to Carolyn, who instantly knew it was an amazing concept and a must-have product for anyone who wanted a fast, easy, and comfortable way to smooth their feet without the hassle of a traditional foot file. And together they tweaked the design, applied for a patent, and over the following 5 years, they perfected the Petty Sand concept and took it to market. So ladies, I'm so excited that you are here. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. How are you today?
Great. We're doing great. Thank you for having us, Dori.
You know what? Turn the volume up on your phone a little bit. I know it has been a crazy day for you. You guys just came from a TV segment that you did for Petty Sand, correct?
Yes, that's right. We just came by, from doing a little segment on our local news.
How exciting. And I know, I mean, you guys, you were in the QVC Sprouts contest, which is a national contest for new inventions, and it was picked out of over 2,000 inventions, and then you got invited to participate on the Today Show with QVC's Next Big Thing competition in New York, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, that was very exciting. We had a lot of fun and got a lot of interest. It was a huge kickstart.
I bet. So, you know what? Take us on the journey. I love the story. My aunt actually had a riding place. She boarded horses for decades. And my daughter, my kids took riding lessons there. So I love that it was taking off your riding boots that gave you this idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had trouble with my tendonitis in my hands, so I needed a way to file my feet, and I was just working with styrofoam and trying to figure out something. I had made a little something, but I couldn't figure out, you know, there was something missing about it. So when I took my boots off that morning, I looked at the angle of that boot jack, and I was like, oh, that's what I need. I need that angle so that I can slide my leg easier up and down, so I don't have to. So when I'm sitting down, it just glides effortlessly. So bingo, there it was. It was like a light bulb went off, and then the rest is history. I mean, here we are. We'll be going into Walmart in June, and we're just super excited.
Now, getting into Walmart, was that meeting David Dial at the think tank, or did you do this on your own?
We did it on our own. Our product was made in Northwest Arkansas at Polytech Molding, and we had the intentions to go the year before to the Made in America open call, but we launched July 4th of 2015, so we missed that date, and so we were preparing for it for a whole year, and Carmen and I went in to the open call with no broker and got a deal with Walmart. We had a trifecta going because we're a woman-owned business, and the product is not only made in America, it's made in Arkansas. So for Walmart, that's a trifecta. It was, we had an easier way in. And so they started the Made in America open call 3 years ago, and they have a commitment to bring over 20 million Made in America products to their shelves. So we will. That's how we got in.
That is so awesome. I love that. You know, I'm unfortunately, I have a product that we can't, they don't have the machinery that can use the caliber materials I use for our clear bags, for stadium bags and safety bags. And it's funny because it took me 5.5 years to find a manufacturer overseas that not only could make the quality product I wanted, but that worked with the Fair Wage Federation, environmental laws, child protective laws, because my feeling was if I had to go overseas, I was already saving a fortune. So I wanted to make sure I was paying a fair wage for the people that are working on the product, you know. But it must be so gratifying being able to make yours right in the USA.
Yeah, we love it. I can drive up there if I need to when we have a run or if there's a problem. We're both hands-on, so it's convenient in that regard. And there's disadvantages as far as price points, but the huge advantage, especially with us since we're bootstrapping this project, we don't have to stockpile tons of inventory, which most companies that are producing in Taiwan or China have to do that in order to supply the demand as it increases, because you never know exactly how many units you're going to need. So our lead time is almost zero. So that's a huge advantage moving forward. So if we do pick up any POs through other big box stores, we can produce the product immediately without having to have it sit on a shelf and cost us money and interest.
Boy, that's got to be a great feeling. I'm telling you, I applaud you because, again, like you said, when you're doing things overseas or depending on the manufacturer, even here in the States, some manufacturers still want a larger run. I think when you work with somebody that's smaller, they're much more accommodating because they want your business, and they know as your business grows, it means their company grows.
Yes. Now, we did run into a lot of problems, especially with bags and labels. There's a lot of manufacturers here in Arkansas that supply to Tyson and other big companies that are here, but unfortunately, just their machines, they won't get them up and running unless you're running 100,000 units at a time. I mean, they just laugh at you and you have to move on. But it just takes time to find somebody that will want to supply, you know, 5,000 bags or 10,000 bags when we're running 1,500 units at a time so that we can just pay as we go. Our manufacturers definitely has the desire. They took over the company a couple of years ago, and they've increased their business 25% to 50% since we started working with them. So manufacturing across the board has increased. And Walmart, say what you will about them, they do realize that you can't always get everything, every aspect of your product made in America, because like you said, it doesn't exist on certain aspects. So we are going to have to bring, as a nation, bring back different aspects of manufacturing. Like our sandpaper is not made in America. There isn't any sandpaper made in America. Our sandpaper's from Poland, but there's oxidized paper and different things like that, but it doesn't work good for human abrasion. But everything else about our product, the plastic, the bags, the labels, are all not only made in America, but sourced in America as well.
You know, it's interesting, though, when you're talking about, you know, bringing things back, and I don't know that they ever had the machinery that handled this kind of material, but the hard part of it is, and even if they do, and you know what, let's face it, we as the manufacturer side of things know that there are people in this country that are going to pay the price for a made in USA product. But it's very hard when you look at the fact that a bag that I sell for $40, I couldn't make here for $40. So,
no.
Right.
textiles, we have a long way to go with textiles, but they're definitely interested in bringing them back. So it's exciting to watch it start and the renewing of that aspect of America, which is one of the reasons why America is great to begin with. So we can't have a great America if we're not working.
Right on. I absolutely agree with you. And it's so funny. It's one of the things that was always in our business plan. It's like, you know, I can't wait to grow this company big enough to have our own manufacturing here in the U.S. You know, and if we have to import machinery and everything else, you know, it's exciting to want to have that kind of a vision. And I love that you guys are doing this. I really do. I love how you're bringing things in, but sourcing most of it here. And, it, you know, it's amazing because people, you don't know how to do it. We are going to take a quick break. And then I want to talk more about the product, because it really is a great product. I have to tell you, I'm in Florida, and so it got to me before I got to it. So my partner's been using it, my business partner, and she's like, yeah, you're not getting this back. I'm like, oh, yeah, forget it. Of course I'm getting this back. She's like, no way, because it's so easy. She's just like, forget it, you know? So like I said, we're going to take a really quick break. I just want to say thank you to our fabulous sponsors today. Again, we are here in our holiday showcases focusing on mom-made products. So today's sponsor is Jersey Cookie Girl, Nicole Baroda, who was an architect by schooling and decided to leave that part of her life and go into what she's always loved, and she has creates custom designed cookies at Jersey Cookie Girl. And she took that design background and works with her clients one-on-one to create these edible canvases, like she calls them. And not only are they absolutely beautiful to look at, because her designs are all one of a kind for your specific need, whether it's a party, a celebration, whatever, but boy, are they delicious. They really are. So you can go to Jersey Cookie Girl, and she ships all over. So, you know, give yourself a treat. The holidays are coming. What a great treat to be able to send somebody some homemade treats from our Jersey Cookie Girl, Nicole Baroda. So, again, go to jerseycookiegirl.com and our other sponsors, us, over here at stadiumbags.com. And when I get off the show today, we are hopefully going live with our website, and you know, our commercials are getting ready to be on TV soon, and it has just been such a whirlwind. And, you know, so we're moving forward with all of that, but we are our other sponsors. So for you sports fans out there looking to take the hassle out of going through security, because with clear bag policies, anything bigger than the palm of your hand, you need a clear bag, and you want one guaranteed to last. So you can go to stadiumbags.com. And we are back here with Carmen and Carolyn talking about Petty Sand. And now let's talk about the product itself and why people need this. Why should you actually exfoliate your feet? I know plenty of people who are like, well, why do you have to do that? They don't understand. So share why.
Some people don't have cracked, calloused heels and feet, but the people that do need to remove the dry, cracked skin, because if it goes untreated, it can get infected, it gets thicker, it can start. When you're younger, it doesn't normally hurt as bad, but as you get older, it gets corns and it can be painful. So if you keep the buildup down, then you don't have the problem at all. It's mainly for hygienic reasons. Like if you do play sports and you have a lot of buildup and cracking hard skin, you also are more prone to get funguses, athlete's foot, things like that. Now for women, most women want to maintain their feet primarily for aesthetic purposes. You don't want to wear a nice pair of stiletto heels and have cracked heels. It's very unbecoming. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't have the time or the money to get a pedicure on a regular basis. And even if you do get a pedicure on a regular basis, who has the time to get one once a week or every 2 weeks, which is what's needed in the summertime when you're running around the pool and you're going barefoot and you're in your flip-flops and your feet never see shoes, then you definitely need to hit your feet once every week, 2 weeks tops. You can maintain both your feet in 3 to 5 minutes. So it saves time, it saves money, and it's fast and effective.
So what are the benefits? Are there benefits to a hands-free foot file? Or,
yes.
You know.
Absolutely. The benefits is that you don't have to use your wrist and your hands. So a lot of people don't have, especially women, don't have a lot of arm strength. That sounds silly. Anybody can butt their feet. But unfortunately, you have to do your whole foot, all angles. It can take a while. And usually when you're using a handheld, whether it's electric or a manual, you have to go fast and apply pressure, which on the electric ones, they'll drag out. And they can also pull your skin, and you're still working with a small abrasive surface. And then the handheld, of course, you're able to get, even if you use the whole width of a handheld file, it's still usually only an inch wide and a couple inches long, so it's just not very effective. So you can sit comfortably and follow your feet with just the weight of your leg. You don't have to press hard on the tool itself. So, like, for instance, I get out of the shower, I put a towel down to catch the debris, and I just sit in the bathroom, and I can have both. I can maintain my feet in less than 5 minutes once or twice a month. I get pedicures on a regular basis, but I still have buildup because, like I said, I wear sandals of some sort for 3 to 5 months out of the year. And even in the winter, like when I'm primarily wearing boots, I still need to maintain my feet in between because of the rubbing of where your shoes hit your feet. They'll develop calluses in those places. But the main reason
also back trouble too.
Yeah,
a lot of people have back trouble. Older people have trouble like bending over and reaching their feet, and even some younger people have back issues. I know that I did, and and the wrist problems, and so that's why I developed the whole thing is for that reason right there.
Some people have the lack of flexibility to reach their feet and put their foot on their knee in order to buff their feet in the first place. So for those people, it's the only option.
Yeah, the life server for sure really helps.
You know what it does? As somebody, I didn't believe it, I'm sitting here in a neck brace because I have a pinched nerve.
Oh, goodness.
So my right arm, you know, which I'm primarily a righty, so it's always poses a challenge when this happens to be able to just function. So that's the other reason I'm like, yeah, that's going to be such a great thing not to have to worry about, you know, bending and things like that, which sounds so easy. But, you know, if you are somebody with a mobility issue, you know, back troubles, neck troubles, spinal issues, whatever, I mean, this has just got to be such a wonderful product. And one would think that it's got to encourage the circulation of blood to keep your feet soft and things like that. I mean, it just has to, I would think. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, but
that would be temporarily,
but
it's still, mm-hmm. It's great for pregnant women or men. Men love it because it's bigger than all other products on the market, and it's also gender neutral in look. You know, they don't feel like they're using a frou-frou little girly foot file. And they want to get the job done fast. And they can see the evidence. The skin comes off fast. It rolls off. So you know you're getting the job done.
Yeah, you know, I just thought of one of my brothers who will actually go get a pedicure because he hates feet. I'm like, seriously? He's like, you know what? He travels a lot and spends a lot of time in sandals. He goes, I can't do my feet. He said, I just can't. He's like, so I could see him absolutely loving this for that specific reason.
He wouldn't have to touch his feet.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, men will love it. And the first time we were on TV, there was a lady that, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That with a rod in her back, and she could not reach her feet, and she emailed us after she bought one and said she was also too embarrassed to go get a pedicure, I guess because she let her feet go. And she felt like they were making fun of her. For whatever reason, she had neglected to get pedicures. And when she bought the pedi sand, she said it just was amazing because with a rod in her back, she can't bend in order to reach her feet.
Huh. So I have to ask, what have been your biggest challenges?
Number one is marketing. Well, since we decided to manufacture the product,
We have had a few manufacturing glitches that did take some extensive time to remedy, but other than that, Carmen and I don't have any experience in marketing, especially e-commerce, which is where we need to be focused. And some products are easier than others. You can put them on Facebook. They're shareable, especially if it's a baby toy or a pet toy. People share that, and it can go nationwide fast and furious. But with a foot product, foot files are nothing new, but a hands-free foot file is a new category within an existing category. So nobody's searching for a hands-free foot file because previously there wasn't any. So we're competing against companies and products that are spending millions and millions of dollars, like the Omapay and the PetEgg. They launched their products with several million dollars, and that's just a drop in the bucket. And we are bootstrapping this project, and we have from the beginning. We're just paying as we go, and that's a huge struggle.
Well, you know what? You can be sure that those companies didn't start out that way, unless they got bought by a huge company that already had it there. So, you know, that's always the challenge in the beginning, is where to spend the advertising dollars, how to get the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak. What brought you to As Seen on TV?
They contacted us because of Carmen entered us in the QVC Sprouts contest last fall, and the Petty Sand was picked out of over 2,000 products. So she was taken to New York. She was on the Today Show twice, and we won our category, and we got a deal with QVC. And through our appearance, and we were contacted by the As Seen on TV.pro, and then we flew down there for the Innovators Think Tank, which was very beneficial. We met with Kevin Harrington, and we did do a commercial. We halted the commercial, which we planned to air again because we had a little glitch in manufacturing, and we wanted to utilize it when we had everything running smoothly. So we just got everything worked out about a month ago, and then we're back just doing local holiday houses and shopping events so that we can generate some cash flow so that we can get more inventory.
See, I love our listeners to hear this. See, guys, it's not about having tens of thousands of dollars to be able to get started. It's about getting started. You know,
yes.
Done's better than perfect. You move on and you grow and write, you know, you start with this and then you can add that or tweak this. You know, it is such a process. And let's face it, I mean, you started this, you know, you won in, you know, back in 2015. So you're really only in the infancy of this business, but it was an idea that you had back in 2009.
Yes.
You know,
we launched on Facebook on July 4th, but we had to we have a stainless steel tool that we had to have made and paid for, and once we decided to go forward with it. So it's a long process. It's very hard to work on something for 7 years and never make a dime. Everybody thinks because we've been on TV that we're making millions, and we're still, we still can't pay ourselves. That's right.
But, and you know what? See, this is what people, you know, it's that overnight success, 15 years in the making, you know, is really what happens. And all of a sudden something happens and you become this, all of a sudden your name happens and more people are talking about you and it's just this lightning thing, but people don't see, I say it all the time, that they don't see what goes on underneath the iceberg.
Right.
They don't see all the years that went into this. And like you said, you're still not paying each other. People think you're a millionaire. People say that to me all the time. It's like, oh, you must be a millionaire. I'm like, look, dude, I'm not even a thousandaire at this point. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
nope.
You know, but that's what it boils down to. It's the tenacity to hold on. So as we wrap up this holiday showcase, please let everyone know how they can find you and your product.
We are pettysand.com. We're also on Amazon. But primarily, either of those sources is perfect way to get your presents.
So it's PEDISAND. Walmart.com.
Yes,
and you will be in Walmart come this summer, correct?
Yes,
in
ma'am.
In June? Okay, so if you guys miss it for the holidays, you shouldn't, because believe me, this is a great holiday gift. It's a great gift. Gift it to yourself, let alone gifting it to somebody else. But if not, then I'm looking forward to seeing you, and you're going to have you back on the show when you hit Walmart shelves, so we can publicize the fact that you're there, too.
Yes.
So I thank
you
both.
And in between then and now, in between now and then, we definitely need people buying them online.
Absolutely. You know, it's not a seasonal product, guys, because, you know, your feet are your feet, and they should always be nice, because there's nothing worse in the middle of the night than rolling over and having your calloused heel hit your nice, smooth calf and wake you up, because it's so rough.
Yeah, that or you know, rubbing holes in your sheets from having rough heels.
Yeah, you know, I'm serious. People don't realize. It is. It's a, you know, something that is a year-long process of taking care of your feet and having nice feet. So, you know, take it from somebody who likes feet. It's a nice thing to do for yourself. So I'm serious. Pettysand.com. Take a look. It's a great product. And ladies, thank you so much. Carmen, Carolyn, thank you so much for being here. We are here finishing up this week's holiday showcases tomorrow with my Maggie Snaps. And Margaret Sinclair, she called in, we did the show, she's in Australia. So it's exciting that we will be sharing her tomorrow. And I encourage you to go to wordofmomradio.com, meet all of our sponsors. You'll have a link here for the show. This archive will be here, so please share it and continue to share it, ladies, because that way people will know more and more about you and your product and your commitment to making this product here in the U.S. And you know, bringing
you
to consciousness, because it's a really important thing. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in, and we will be back again tomorrow. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now, and go out and create a marvelous you.